2 Chronicles chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to test Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company, and camels that carried spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she had come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon answered all her questions. And there was nothing hidden from Solomon which he did not tell her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house palace that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the seating of his servants, and the attendants of his ministers, and their clothing, his cupbearers also, and their clothing, and his steps by which he went up into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land of your acts, and of your wisdom. However, I did not believe their words, until I came, and my own eyes have seen it, and, indeed, the half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me, because you exceed the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you, and hear your wisdom. Blessed is the Lord Jehovah, your God, who delights in you to set you on his throne, to be king for the Lord Jehovah, your God. Because your God loved Israel, to establish them forever, therefore he made you king over them, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, about 9,072 pounds, 4,115 kilograms, and a great abundance of spices, and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. And also the servants of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, India, brought algum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the algum trees terraces to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and to the king's palace, and harps and lyres for singers, and there was not seen such before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides that which she had brought to the king. So she turned, and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, about 50,350 pounds, 22,838 kilograms, besides that which traders and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 shields of beaten gold, 600 shekels of beaten gold, about 15 pounds, 6.8 kilograms, went to one shield. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold, about 7.5 pounds or 3.4 kilograms, went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Furthermore, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lions standing by the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was nothing like it made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver, it. Silver was not accounted of any value in the days of Solomon. Because the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram, once every 3 years the ships came from Tarshish bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, that God had put in his heart. And every man brought his present, vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and clothing, harness, and spices, horses, and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he placed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river Euphrates even to the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees he made as the sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought to Solomon horses out of Egypt, and out of all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the prophet against Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his place. 3143 AH, 899 BC.